everybody in public life lies now, and you never get the true story. And most journalists have given up on the phrase, prove that, to people in the news. They just write down whatever the person says, and they go home. We have the unique position where we don't have to spend all our time calling people and not getting answers, but we could just say, hey, who knows stuff out there? People email us, and then we judge the credibility. You guys should know it was a money issue that was making him question to go, and the passing of the law set him over the edge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which kind of sucks, because about 90% of our band is conservative. I can't say we were all too happy.
Get ready for this. California ranks last among the states and behind Washington, D.C. as a place to do business.
Behind Washington, D.C.?
Yes, according to the Chief Executive magazine.
Washington, D.C. is a third world slum. California is worse for business than Washington, D.C.? Holy moly.
A third world
slum. Oh, my God.
And that includes Congress.
Officials with the Great Oak High School in Temecula, claiming that the Arizona law had nothing to do with the band pulling out of the Fiesta Bowl competition. The facts are otherwise, and all you have to do is, we have a link, just look at their own website. The California Republican Party, let them rot in hell.
The dopey city of L.A.
This dimwit city councilwoman out of L.A., Janice Hahn, who, by the way, is the stupidest woman in politics, okay?
And the website says clearly that the controversy regarding the Arizona law creates another level of difficulty in planning for a large group traveling to Arizona, and how the band director is responsible for the well-being of every student.
It's a safety issue.
You know, some of these people are like 50 years old, and they're writing out parking tickets. Like, would you look at your life? What happened?
Guess who showed up to congratulate Abel Maldonado as new lieutenant governor? That old hack butcher, Cruz Bustamante.
Two big, fat, stupid slobs rubbing bellies against each other. Can I have fat, stupid, the lieutenant governors for 100, please? And Tony Villaraigosa, who's just a big, stupid joke.
How come the rest of the country who are planning to send school bands to the Fiesta Bowl competition don't drop out? Why would they be in any less danger?
Because maybe they don't have a left-wing fanatical band director?
Ah, bing, 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 bing.
There was a guy in Washington State that was arrested, like, last week. And he was running a dude ranch, but you just went there to have sex with animals.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Oh.
Well.
Dozens that was of the dogs, horses, and pet mice were seized.
Pet mice?
Wait, how do you have sex with a mouse?
I'm not going to tell you that on the air.
All right. Is it kind of a gerbil thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, no. They go to a summer camp to stick a mouse?
Yeah.
No.
Where do you advertise that exactly? I guess on the internet anything goes.
On the internet,
this is his last chance to drive around with his gay friends after getting drunk at the gay nightclub, because then he has to go back to his wife in Bakersfield, and that doesn't look like much fun, does it now?
See,
when you're really gay and you got to go back to the wife in Bakersfield?
The TSA scanner that apparently, when it was revealed that his, male organ was small,
was substandard.
Has been ridiculed so much that he finally took it out on a coworker and beat him with a baton.
Isn't it, aren't we past the day where we teach our kids to respect politicians as role models? No! Cross-dressers! RuPaul! And this is why those scanning machines are bad news, because guys are going to be sitting in a booth and they're going to be laughing at your lack of manhood.
Mm-hmm.